This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM at Limpopo's hottest frequency. The best of lunchtime radio is definitely in a full swing. King Bash is my name, your side chick's favorite DJ. Stepping straight into the second hour, welcome to it. And I think we've all been in that position, right? And I'm talking about a position where we were all likened to someone. You know, whether it's a celebrity, whether it's someone who stays in another town. And half the time it takes us by surprise because we don't see it like others do, right? Now, I was going through Instagram the other day and this lady was mad, like mad, pissed because someone in her comment section said she reminded her of her friend who had passed on. Right? And this is the discussion I want us to have this afternoon. How would you react if someone approached you, 99, live on Mabali, approached you and said, you look like someone that was very close to me and that person passed on? And if you see someone who looks like a close friend or family member who passed on, I mean, is this something you would do? Is this something you would mention to them to say, yo, what's wrong with you? And about Togofage, like Letswana para para, go straight, Utwana le malumwaka. So let me know. Send me a voice note. Send me a text. Let's unpack this thing. You know, how would you react if someone approached you and said that you look like someone that is very close to them and that person has passed on? And if you see someone who looks like a family member, like a friend, would you actually go and, you know, approach someone and then mention that to them? Let me know. 0798996226. 0798996226. Well, sure, King. Personally, I wouldn't say that to someone. I wouldn't say to someone they remind me of an individual. It just sounds wrong. Yes, someone once said it to me and I laughed it away. What is the irony that this is from someone in Mokopane? Nonetheless, a big shout out to you, my brother. I really do appreciate it. Another message here reads, King Bash, I don't think it's a big deal. I'll just take it as a positive thing. I personally wouldn't say it to anyone, though. I hear you, man. I hear you. Keep your voice notes. Keep your messages coming through. 0798996226. 0798996226. I don't think I've ever been, compared to anyone that has passed on, but a lot of people, when I walk in public, I don't know why people say that I look like angelic for some reason. Like, it is really mind-boggling. Like, so many people. I was at a funeral this past weekend. I'm walking there with shades on, as always, and someone just like, yo, my brother, we busy arguing. Again. I'm like, it's not even the first, second, or even the third time. I literally have to always take out Angelic's picture, like log into social media. Like nothing. Angelic is like winter stock, you know? Angelic is winter stock. And I'm like, nah, I don't get it. So, yeah, man, when it comes to someone that passed on, I feel like, it would be weird, but it's like, I mean, but what can we say? Even one of them at Amile, but it could be whatever. I wouldn't take offense to that, you know, but that is something that I wouldn't do personally. I wouldn't go to someone, Garish, no, I wouldn't do that. But when someone does it to me, no matter how awkward it is, it's okay. It is what it is. Nonetheless, keep your voice notes, keep your messages coming through. 0798996226, 0798996226. How would you react if someone approached you and said you look like someone close to them who has a passed on? And if you see someone who looks like a close friend or family member who passed on, would you go to that person and actually tell them or approach them and say to them that they look like someone that is close to you that had passed on?
Yo. Hey, Taita King. Sure, brother. The listeners. My guy, I'm a little more. For now, I wouldn't approach someone if it's someone who passed on. And if somebody comes to me and say, hey, my brother, you look like so and so, I'll first play a joke. I am that person. It's just that now I'm in a different life. But life will open.
I like that. Hey, little snacks, Simon, little snacks. But what about church holy water in public?
Hi. Good afternoon, King Besh. I hope you're good.
Always good.
I don't get offended. And most of the time, I do see it most of the time. Then I kick on the mirror or no, I do look like this woman. Like, we do look alike so much. And the sad part about it, Gore, she has passed away. So, we had the family gatherings, and especially on my mother's side, and for and no one ever told her, I thought, Mang was here. Some they even called me Galina la Mama Aga. It's just. Yeah, and then also, like this guy mentioned, of course, they say I look like someone, but now I don't see it. Because I understand what both of us are, but then, so I don't see it. And then sometimes when I'm walking in the mall and stuff like that, there are people who say I do look like her, but now I honestly don't see it. Yeah, I don't get offended. This other day, I was talking to my little sister. It's a video call. My little sister had visited our aunt Rahadi. So I haven't seen them in a long, long, long time. So after we spoke on the phone, Bari my Rahadi was like, "Yo, when are you going to Mang Mang, my mom? Yo, why are fun, man? Yo, it's just too much the way they look like. It's the way she looks like your mom. It's crazy." But yeah, it's a good thing, I guess. Yeah, they get to remember her by seeing me, and then maybe Baba Chapo or maybe Baba said, I don't know, but that's the person that I know what I look like. But the other one, you know, I keep on,
Big thank you.
Kim Bazooka. Eish, na ibile fortunate abang tswanetse le motho a passing on. Gile gar gile busy ke spana ke ema mo jorisene o kram thalo mo a pagile mo la a nya o tsena ka mo jarateng ya bona ka mo ka fitara le bana ka mabati so o bana mo thago le ke ema mo dalo lo nshebile so e dam dala bila a tsukunyo go jo a tsukunyo go ah wa bona bila bona stress ka pulo go le ke di mere kwa ka ke a bo e tsena ka go le wa mbija or e buti da game e o re no tla ke ngwe sepile nyana go bona ke ya go o re no man ishi wa se go tshwantse je ma ke re le ntshwantse le mang o re wa se ngwane tshwa la no timela mo la morao
yo
ka bo ma 2010 sala ile le mmotlano ke ra wangela na ke ya timela ke sala sharp 100 ra wa man re go je fo ke ra angela na se nna ke lo go pele ke nja fo na ke ya timela ke ra ipi la ngo ba tsuke Benito.
Ah man, what a story. Thank you so much for that, Benito, and to everyone that sent through their voice notes and their texts. This is where we shall leave it for today.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.